All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend. It's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast,
a motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, my boo-boo babies.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm good.
Let me turn this way so I can connect with
you. I'm good.
Okay.
What you see is what you get. Ain't that what it said?
Uh-uh.
What did it say?
I'm good. Gonna do to me. You wanna stay all night, be with me all the time.
Germany, yeah. The way you just sung that is taking me the fuck out.
Anyway, how's your weekend?
My weekend was cool.
What'd you do?
Saturday I helped move.
You did. We have a new family home.
Yes.
We bought a new family home.
New family home on Saturday. And then Sunday, we had a photo shoot.
Girl, it's a photo shoot.
The girls were working. We have some fun things coming that we'll talk about.
Mm-hmm.
That was Sunday. That was the weekend. And you did the same damn thing.
I did. And you know, I put a little eyeliner on and now my eye, y'all, I really feel like Ray Charles. When he was going blind.
You're so.
No, my eye. I'm like,
don't
the
claim
Ray
that.
Girl, you know when I got in the car and it was still watering today, I said, Lord.
Lord,
I was
keep
looking
my
up,
vision.
I was looking up in the sky.
I will keep my eye on you.
I was looking up in the sky like Ray was. I'm like, once I'm looking up, I'm like, somebody wipe my eyes.
Just to look up into
God,
the sky for me. What the
Because
hell?
What the fuck?
Oh, no.
My eye has literally been watering.
Hopefully,
nonstop.
Maybe it's just a little the reaction to the eyeliner and then, like, you know, everything will be okay.
Prayers. So, yeah, it wasn't much going on. I'm kind of excited for this weekend.
What's happening this weekend?
Nothing much, but I've really been trying to get to the farmer's market. Remember, I told you, so I feel like this might be an opportunity to actually get there.
Oh, okay.
Because there's nothing on the Cali.
Got it.
Nothing. Not any work. And the next weekend, a bitch will be working.
Oh, I don't have anything. I don't have any plans yet for this weekend. I don't know what this weekend holds for me.
Yeah.
I don't know what this weekend holds for me yet, but yeah, we'll see when we get there.
And then we'll let y'all know next week.
Period.
So.
So what we also want to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's very important. If you're a new listener, if you're an old listener, rate us in reviews.
Mm-hmm.
They help keep this show going. They help keep this show visible.
Visible. It's the visibility for me.
It's the visibility for me too.
It's the niggas for me.
And so, in efforts to keep our show visible, we have to come on here week after week to remind you all to leave your rating and review.
Not gonna lie, y'all showed up this week.
Did they?
There were kind words. There were kind words spoken and
we have to do this piece because if we don't do this piece, I notice that you all don't come through. So we have to keep this piece here.
So
okay?
If you feel inclined, which you should, because this is an offering. It's a love exchange.
It is.
Make sure you take a few moments to rate and review, subscribe to the pod. So, Brittany.
So review of the week comes from Catherine Lachey. she says, much needed. I must say that this podcast is much needed for me. I haven't really had a chance to get in a podcast the way I've desired, and this is the first show I've been able to sit down and listen to. Thus far, one of the best decisions ever. It's hilarious, therapeutic, and organic. Thank you, ladies, for the laughs, fun, and energy.
You're welcome. It's our pleasure.
Spirit fingers.
Did. It's our pleasure.
It is definitely our pleasure. Thank you so much, Catherine, for your beautiful review. Keep them coming.
Because, Catherine, you're new here, and because you haven't been here for a long time, we just want to let you know we're doing God's work. That's all this is happening here. We are just the vessels. So welcome to our gang. It's a pleasure to have you here.
It definitely is a pleasure.
Yes. Another way to support us is by joining us over on Patreon.
Yes.
Patreon is our exclusive membership community where we're fostering a deeper connection with our homegirl listeners.
Yes, ma'am.
We have extra goodies over there, bonus content this week. My babe is going to be on the pod
this month.
Which is really exciting. We had a really good conversation, so that's coming. But this week on the pod, this week on Patreon, we have the playlist. It's going to be dropping in
our playlist, which is always flames
and some bangers. I seen those two songs throwing ass to them.
I have been throwing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew it was a banger when Andres was like, we need to start a new playlist, babe. Because, you know, we had our dating playlist. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you've been holding out some bangers. I said, these two actually didn't come from me.
Yeah.
But I'm here to share. So, yeah, if you want to know the songs that we're listening to this month, make sure you join us over on Patreon. We also have our audio affirmations. Take a listen. If this is something that you like, you might want to join us over there.
Yes.
I am worthy of love. I accept that I don't have to do anything to be loved and happy. There's nothing that needs to be done, baby. You're already worthy of it.
You are worthy. You were born this way.
Period.
You were born.
Period.
To be loved and happy. And you know what? What a load that takes off of you.
Yes.
To just know that you are just be as you are. You deserve.
And that's all there is to that.
Yeah.
It's simple.
And that's that on that.
And this month and every month going forward, embody it. Embody it. When you start feeling worthless, or like you got to do some extra, you got to jump through a hoop, put that shit down.
Put it down
on the ground and walk on over it, queen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you enjoyed that tidbit of our audio affirmations, the information to follow us on Patreon is down in the show notes.
Period. Who are our new patrons this week?
Our new patrons this week are Shanisa.
Hey, Shanisa. Shanisa or Shanicia, welcome.
And Kennedy.
Hey, Kennedy, girl. Welcome to the gang.
Thank you all so much for joining us on Patreon. We appreciate you.
Yes.
So usually this part of the show is where we dish a little tea about pop culture and things happening, but there's not much worth talking about this week, so let's just keep it moving on.
Yeah, but we will say RIP to Cicely Tyson. Is Black History Month. Oh, I almost said bitch, but it is still Black History Month.
It is Black History Month.
And RIP to Cicely
Miss
Tyson.
Miss Cicely, she lived a long, good life.
Yes, and Dustin Diamond, who played Screech.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Damn.
What the fuck? 2021, don't start.
Don't start no shit. Get in here and sit down.
Don't start no shit. It won't be no shit.
So yeah, prayers up. Cicely, though, she can go on. She can go on.
Her life. She will be receiving well done.
Yes.
Well done, my servant. I know that's what he said. When she came on up, he said, you did it.
You did it.
You did it, Cicely. We did it, Cicely.
We did it, Joe.
We did it. Yeah, I hope she went peacefully. I don't know. Was it in her sleep?
I don't know the details, but.
Wow, 96. She was really kicking.
Yeah, and still acting when she said. What'd she say? Hey, girl, you did it again, queen. What is that? What's that thing that the fucking video on Instagram with Michelle Obama when they did it to be like talking to another black
message
woman
to black women.
It was like, hey girl, you're still doing it or whatever.
I don't remember.
I'm like, who's feeding her lines? Does she have an earpiece in?
I don't know. I think she just was very sharp. You know, she's one of those women that just stay sharp to the end.
Well, she was sharp.
Faithful to the end. Hey girls, we're kicking off our monthly book club and want to chat with you about Audible. Audible is the leading provider of spoken word entertainment all in one place. At Audible, you can find the largest selection of audiobooks, ranging from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs.
As an Audible member, you get one credit every month, which can be used towards that bucket list read you've been dying to get into. Additionally, you'll have access to the Plus catalog. This gym is filled with tons of Audible original content, guided meditation, fitness workouts, and much more.
This month, we're listening to Attacked by Amir Levine and Rachel S.F. Heller. Listening to audiobooks has provided us with the ability to learn more about topics that interest us, while at the same time doing a few other pretty important things, like working from home. LOL. Audible is perfect for our multitasking mommies and 9-to-5 aunties. There's something for everyone. Our friends over at Audible are running an amazing President's Day event, and now is the best time to tap in and see what you've been missing. Membership is only $9.95 for the first 6 months. That's a saving of $30 whole.
To start your membership, visit audible.com/blackgirlbravado or text blackgirlbravado to 500-500. Again, to get all of these goodies, visit audible.com/blackgirlbravado or text blackgirlbravado with no spaces to 500-500. So anyway,
faithful to the end.
Last week's episode, part two of our relationship goals series, we took a moment to revisit attachment theory and style. So attachment styles can be defined as the way we are organized around relating and the emotional bonds in relationships. So in last week's episode, we discussed the four types of attachments and explored the ways we can rewire our attachment style in efforts to move closer towards a more healthy, secure attachment. So if you haven't listened already, you might want to go back. You might want to tap in, because that episode helps to set up this episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's a segue, beloved.
It definitely is a segue. So this week we are talking about how sex and attachment styles are very closely connected.
And we know y'all want to talk about a little sex.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about it.
I usually don't talk about sex on this. I talk about it on Patreon, but not over here.
And here we are talking about sex. A little fun.
Why are we so childish? Okay. So yeah, we're going to be talking about sex today, ladies and gents. Because there are a few gents that
ladies
listen.
And niggas.
There's a few gents that listen. So yeah, we're talking about sex today. Mm-hmm. And I think we're all old enough to realize that sex creates emotional attachment.
Yeah.
Right? They didn't teach us that in sex ed. Okay, so sex ed. What grade did you take sex ed? I think I was
seven.
Seventh
or eighth? What? I think it was seventh or eighth. It was. Eighth.
I think I was in ninth.
What? Damn. The late bloomers.
I don't remember us in middle school taking that. I don't remember us taking that in middle school.
I feel like I was in eighth grade. That's like a pretty good time.
Yeah.
But I had already
known
what was cracking.
There were people pregnant in my middle school.
I already knew what was cracking.
There were people in my middle school pregnant. I was like, damn.
The middle school pregnancy.
Yeah. A little scary.
A lot.
But it happened.
It does.
But yeah, so sex creates an attachment, emotional attachment. And the reason why it creates this attachment is because oxytocin, that chemical, that happy chemical.
Not oxycodone.
The reason why it creates an attachment is because oxytocin is released into our bodies during intercourse. And what oxytocin is a hormone which is linked to positive social functioning, and it is associated with bonding, trust, and loyalty.
Mm. And this is why, I mean, call me old-fashioned. Call me old-fashioned.
Slap me on my ass.
Slap me on the ass and call me old-fashioned. But I just personally don't believe that it's science says.
Yeah.
Science says it's not. Not that it's not possible, but people who just have like the casual fuck buddies and be like, girl, we just fucking, I don't feel anything. I find it hard to believe that specifically that women can just have like casual sex and then not have some sort of emotional connection to a person where I feel like we always desire more.
Well, I think that's what we're going to get into later with how our conditioning can cause us to. The chemistry in our brain to be rewired to where we can detach. Some people can detach from.
Some people can, but I feel like most women, there's always maybe it's just me.
Speak for yourself. How do you feel?
Yeah. How I feel. Like it's difficult for me to have interactions where sex or physical bonding attachment is involved and there's no expectation of an emotional connection being forged. Mm-hmm. That's difficult. Like, I had one experience like that, which wasn't
a
even
one night stand.
No, bitch, you know I've never popped this pussy on a one occasion.
What
on
was
one
the
off.
Experience?
It was one time where it was like, I would say like a friend who we'd always had like a rapport, mm-hmm. right? You know the vibes. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
And we had this like romantic gray area thing that had existed for a really long time. And every now and again, sex would be like in the mix, mm-hmm. like sporadically, right? And I would be like, oh, you know, just playing it cool. And then I would still be longing mm-hmm. for more. But maybe that's me because I was already deeply wanting more and I was trying
you
to.
You were wanting more before the sex was there.
Period.
Before the sex was incorporated.
Right.
Into the equation.
Right. So. But for me specifically, I feel like it's hard for me, I'll speak for myself, to have that type of dynamic where I'm like, it's just the dick. It's the dick for me.
Well, it's the intimacy of the experience, the sexual experience, which is what causes us to really feel attached to someone. I mean, there's a
lot. My heart locks on. I'm like,
there's a lot of moving pieces. I mean, staring into eyes.
Yeah, there's a lot of kissing on the lips.
Kissing, because that's a key essential piece for me. I don't know.
The holding of hand.
No.
Well, you know I like to make sweet love.
No. Holding of hands, holding of back neck.
You took it there. There has to be some trust in the mix if you're holding the back of the neck. Because, nigga, you ain't just about to be grabbing me by the back of my neck.
I know, I was talking about grabbing him by his neck.
Oh.
I like to be grabbed by my... Oh, I like to be choked.
Okay. You said grabbing him by the back of his neck.
Yeah, I like to be choked, but there needs to be some trust there, too. Yeah. Because, nigga, it could go from 0 to 100 real quick. Hey.
The safety word.
Your hands. They're a little too tight around my throat.
Losing your grip, nigga. Your grip.
Yeah. Yeah, that takes some trust, definitely, for sure. The first time, if you just put your hands around my neck, I'm going to for sure be like,
you abusive piece of shit.
I'm a little confused about what we're doing right now.
Yeah. Okay, so you're liking the rough and stuff.
Not super rough. I like.
The firm but gentle.
Yeah, I like gentle with elements of roughness.
Okay.
Pulling of hair, grabbing of neck.
Slapping of ass.
Slapping of ass.
Yeah.
Maybe a forceful move.
Okay. Like, lift your ass, girl.
Lift your leg. Spread your leg.
Get in there. Get in that room.
Yeah.
I'm
a little bit.
I'm
But I do like a nice and slow, like Usher said.
Yeah,
and slow. Because sometimes niggas try to do
they be doing the jackrabbit. I'm like, get up off me. You ain't about to pound my poo.
No.
Mm-mm. I like a little nice and slow.
Yeah.
Very, very sensual. Nice. You already know. I be holding hands like. Once I'm on my feet and I have your hand in my hand.
Wait, what do you mean on your feet?
I'll show you that move later. Hold on. On top, on feet.
Germany, what the fuck? Okay, you're on top, on your feet.
On top, on my feet. Like kind
and
of
your hands are doing what?
Like using like the hand as a little support like this. Like that?
Oh, okay. The leverage.
Leverage.
Got it.
Hold on to me, baby.
Okay. So.
Yes.
Yeah, basically.
All that to say
that sex creates attachment.
Yeah.
Sex creates attachment for sure because you're attached in that moment.
There's chemicals actually releasing in your brain to create attachment.
Definitely.
It's science.
Yeah.
And I don't be believing science for much, but I'm going to believe it here.
I believe it for sure because definitely the chemicals release in my brain.
Yeah, mine too. I'm
the
like,
chemicals
yeah, my
immediately release.
Once I was having sex with my boyfriend, who wasn't my boyfriend at the time, I had already knew he was my boyfriend.
I know.
I was like, oh, you mine.
It's like, why do we do that? Because that doesn't mean that they're your boyfriend.
But spiritually, he was my spiritually, he belonged to me.
That does not mean that he's your boyfriend.
Spiritually, he belonged to me. Once he was at my house with his overnight bag inside my coochie, a few hours later, I'm like, hey, you made a choice. We all make choices, and
I don't
that
know
was
if
yours.
You know, but the moment that you slid into the warmness is the moment
the
that
moment
you committed.
Slid into my home and my vagina, you were committed.
The moment that
period.
You.
Period. I tell him that all the time. I'm like, oh, you were mine that night. You were mine. That sounds crazy.
It does.
But it's true. That's how I felt.
That, like, I mean, I've never said that vocally, but...
Emotionally.
Emotionally, I'm definitely more on the side of...
Together.
Yeah.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I automatically start operating as if we're together because I've never been the type to have multiple sexual partners. Same. So there's that element.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I mean, if we're doing this, we might as well do that.
Yeah.
Which means relationship.
So welcome.
I don't know if that's to do to with your my attachment style, which it probably does. We'll get into that later. But that's just naturally how I am. I'm like, you know, I mean, we're, and we always say this. I mean, we having sex.
We are. We really are. Raw. Okay. I'm just going to keep
okay,
it a buck.
Okay, so would having it with the condom create less attachment?
I'm talking about the trust and the intimacy and the level of respect that right. needs to be there.
I agree.
If we're having raw, I don't even want to call it raw, like it's me, but y'all know what I mean, unprotected sex, then the hope is that there's enough communication, respect for my body and yours, that you ain't out here doing nothing crazy.
Right.
So yeah, intimate. We're intimate. We're on a new level. Okay. Right. ASAP for her.
I know.
We're here with it. Welcome. Welcome. Now you're bonded to life. Like Avatar. Every time when they touch tails.
I told you I never watched that movie.
We're watching it. They basically connect to tails. Infuse. Every time
Is that the equivalent of raw sex?
Making love, baby. Sweet. Okay. Sweet.
Making sweet love. Okay. So the Avatar. The connecting of tails.
Yes. That's literally what you're doing.
Our tails be connected.
Much more be connected. Okay.
Yeah. They do.
Souls be fused. I'm like, my soul has fused with yours.
But I mean, everybody's not like that, though. So that speaks to us how we are, because some people, like, they don't have sex and automatically go into the mindset of, well, you know, we in something.
Yeah, sometimes they go the complete opposite, the contrast, which would be the dismissive or avoidant attachment style. Aussie Hair wants you to start off 2021 by embracing and understanding your unique hair type. To help do so, Aussie has just launched new moisture pack products to help meet the unique hair needs for all hair types and textures. Whether you have straight locks, soft waves, twirls and curls, or popping coils, Aussie now has tailored options for any hair care routine. My locks offer me an effortless and carefree style, so my hair routine has to be just as effortless. My favorite products are from the new Miracle Coils collection. 4 quality products with nourishing formulas that provide moisture and protect my hair and keep my locks moisturized throughout the day. I love these products for my 4C hair because they smell heavenly. The scent literally lasts for days. Aussie products are also PETA certified, cruelty-free, so they love all types of hair and animals. Learn more by following Aussie on Instagram at Aussie Hair USA. Plus, they're easy to find and affordable. Wherever you shop, you can find Aussie products starting at $2.99. So, let's talk about
the different attachment styles. So you guys know we talked about this last week. Reference that back if you
pull
have
your
no,
notes out.
Yeah, if you have no prior knowledge about what the different attachment styles are, that's there for you. Mm-hmm. We're not going to break it down on this one. We're just going to dive right in.
So, get into it.
Like Germany said, the dismissive or the avoidant attachment style. So people, because individuals with this attachment style were usually raised by parents who either didn't validate their emotions, or they may have had strong personal boundaries around closeness, maybe didn't even show a lot of affection. People with this attachment style may be romantic and charismatic until they develop strong feelings.
Then there's a strong arm.
The pulling, the luring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Imagine that. That's like someone like...
That's like a fuck boy.
Ooh.
That's what they do. They use their charm. They use their charm and their charisma, their, you know, ability to romance you, pull you all the way in, but only to a certain degree. Like, I only want you right here.
Yeah.
And then I'm done. Ugh. That's what they be doing.
So in the beginning, these type of individuals may come on strong and they're initiating these passionate sexual experiences.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's harder for these people to compartmentalize their emotions, they usually have no problem separating sex from love.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? We can do this and that's it. You know, and that's scary. No, that is really scary.
That's
because
how men are. But, you know, men are usually dismissive, avoidant.
They really are. And it's like, you think, you know, he loving me.
Girl,
we were making sweet love.
It don't be sweet to them. It be sour love.
We were making sweet love. He made me feel like I was the only. Remember Rihanna? Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. making you feel like you're the only girl in the world and you guys had such an amazing time and night. And then the next morning or the next day, you know, the vibe is off.
And they sometimes turn it off. Like, all right, I got that little poom poom. And now I'm about this bitch both ways.
I don't like that, being able to separate sex from love shit. But also, people with an avoidant attachment style may end up engaging in sex when they don't want to out of a sense of obligation to the relationship versus because you're sexually attracted to someone.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? I got to do this because that's what people do.
Yeah. And on the other hand, they sometimes will have sex for more self-serving reasons, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm just here for the nut. I'm just here to get what I came to get. I'm not really tripping off you. And there's a low relationship commitment, but opportunity for sex, which if this was an equation, we could put it like this. Low relationship commitment plus opportunistic sexual goals equals no strings attached sex, which is usually favorable for the dismissive avoidant type of person. They're like, I don't want the relationship, but I'm in a self-serving situation where I can get what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just fuck the fuck buddy, the friends with benefits, you know?
So if you are not, if you end up engaging with someone who has this attachment style, like it's not you, but they have a dismissive attachment style.
Mm-hmm.
If you engage with them too early in the relationship sexually, they may lose interest in establishing a deeper love connection because the sex helps relieve the tension state that helps form a romantic bond to partners.
Mm.
So it may be less likely that you even get to the deep part that you really want because they like, I already got it.
What I need.
You already got what I needed. So, you know, there's no need for me to explore this further. I don't even really give a fuck.
Because the two aren't connected for them.
Exactly.
The two are never connected.
But there's a possibility that if you withhold,
they might be intrigued enough.
They may be intrigued to where it's like,
the two are entangled.
Exactly.
Got it.
So if you have this style, something that you can do is try creating an emotional attachment first and then move into having sex.
I love it. I love it.
Stay low and build.
The stay low and build. Exactly.
Stay low and build.
I feel you. So anxious, or this is also the preoccupied attachment. So individuals with this attachment style really desire relationship and love, but oftentimes confuse sex with love.
Sounds like us.
Hey. Hey. And this is a big reason. A big reason for this is because these individuals may have found themselves being responsible for their parents' emotions rather than the other way around, right? So this can lead them to feeling overly responsible for other people's emotions and confused about their intentions, particularly around sex.
The misinterpret. The devil in sheep. The wolf. The wolf in sheep's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, highly anxious people who fear rejection may use sex as a way to satisfy their unmet attachment needs. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So an example of this can be sexualizing their desire for affection and having sex as a means of gaining reassurance from their partner, or manipulating their partner in efforts to minimize the possibility of abandonment.
I feel like we've all been here. If you've ever identified as having an anxious attachment style at any level, because like we mentioned in the previous episode, attachment style can change, right? It's very fluid. So you can maybe at one point been attached been secure, been avoidant, dismissive, and slowly moved around to different attachment styles. If you've ever been anxious in a relationship, you've used this as a tool. This has been in your toolkit, in your anxious attachment style toolkit.
Yeah.
To get it again. Like, okay, I want affection from you, but I'm going to use sex as a means to feel close.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not necessarily the act of sex.
Right.
I want the affection.
Yeah.
Not the sex. I don't want the dick.
So, what? I don't want the dick. I just want the affection. You may think that you have to have sex as a way to get the ultimate affection.
And that's another thing. Anxiously attached individuals, we fear. I'm not claiming this over my life.
Dip.
Fear losing their partners, which can be the motivating factor behind fulfilling your partner's wishes, right? Which also can lead to unengaging in unwanted, risky sexual activities, right? Where your own needs and desires go unmet. This might be running a threesome and you don't want to, and this happens. with a lot of people. That's just that's a mere example.
Yeah.
It might just be having sex when you don't want to. Maybe you want to practice protected sex and your partner wants to be unprotected and you really don't trust them, but you're stuck in a toxic relationship. So then you have unprotected sex with them, which leads you to being exposed to STDs because you don't know what the fuck they're doing out there.
Or maybe you want to be celibate, but your partner doesn't have those same goals, and in efforts to prevent your partner from this
running away
or suitor from running away, you're like, well, I'm gonna just go ahead and have sex.
This happens.
And on the other hand, when anxiously attacked people fail to express their needs because they may be afraid to lose their partner, they can develop lower sex drives or create other sexual difficulties, and in turn are likely to create even more anxiety around their unrealistic expectation of a perfect partner, which sucks.
It just creates the cycle of
it's a circle, a never-ending circle.
Yeah, fearing the partner will leave, having anxiety around it, having trying your needs not meet. Yeah, trying to please, and it goes, it's just cyclical. The whole shit, throw it all away. Throw the anxious attachment style away.
Stress.
Throw it away.
The stressful. So if you have this style, the anxious attachment style, something that you can try is taking your attention away from sex and focus on having fun. Mm-hmm. Also, try to wait before initiating sex with a new partner so that you can prevent falling for someone prematurely, because that's another thing with people who have anxious attachment styles, because they're more prone to engaging in sex early, they may not properly assess if this person is a vibe.
Yeah, the vetting.
A good fit. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh shit, we fucked, and then I found out on the back end that I shouldn't have been fucking you.
Mm-hmm. So instead of putting the F-U in fuck, put the F-U in fun. That's what I'm going to say.
Put it somewhere.
Take it out of fuck and put it in fun.
Yeah.
So our fearful or disorganized attachment style. These individuals are highly ambivalent about romance and sex. They may desire romance and sex, but also may be overwhelmed by the fear and confusion and the strong emotions that it can bring. It's like, I'm trying to fuck, but I don't want the attachment. It's like the push
or
and pull.
Back and forth.
Yeah. Like, I don't really know.
Yeah, that's because strong relationships and sexual experiences often cause people with this attachment style to feel disorganized and confused. That's why it's a disorganized attachment.
We said in the previous episode, there are very few people, a small percentage, not a few people, but a small percentage of people with this little chaotic attachment.
It's chaotic because people with this style, they may have experienced some relational trauma. Maybe they put their all into somebody at one point and they were let down.
Yeah.
Maybe there was some real sexual trauma or something like that happening.
Work has to be done.
That may have tainted their experience. So
jaded you.
It's a lot.
So if you have this attachment style, take it slow and see how much you can tolerate before moving forward into a more intense sexual experience. What's the song with Take It Slow?
I just wanna take it nice and slow.
No, baby, tell me what you wanna do with me. Got a nigga feeling like Jodeci. Every time that you roll when we home, I'm trying to control him and nice and slow. You know, never letting go, never messing up the flow.
Let me take you to a place nice and quiet.
The way you came in with let me take you to a place
and nice and quiet. So, secure attachment. The end all be all. I just want to be secure. Fuck secure. Fucking securely. Fucking secure.
I want to be fucking secure. Fucking securely.
Period.
Secure is the only way I'm trying to be.
So individuals who have a secure attachment style engage in sex mainly to enhance emotional bonding, right? To express love for their partners. And these people are less likely to engage in casual sex.
Welcome to our world.
Less likely to engage in casual sex because we want to enhance something that's already been built. Just adding on. It's a cherry on top.
Yeah, there's a strong foundation.
It's a cherry on top. It's like, okay, I like you. We're compatible.
Yes.
We're vibing. There's alignment. And
we're fucking.
And
that little vibe.
And we're going to make it even greater, even sweeter.
By making some sweet love.
Yeah.
Making sweet love.
That's what that is.
So these individuals can successfully respond to their partner's needs and sexual preferences without compromising their own needs and desires, right? So there's an element of exploration, which promotes a pleasurable and affectionate relationship filled with quality and longevity. So no one's needs are going unmet. Yeah. You're able to say, oh, you like a little head? I can do that. But I too like a little sloppy toppy. It goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She goes both ways. That's a song.
Oh, I never heard that one. I read something somewhere that said that people with a secure attachment style are able to delay gratification.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, you know, I'm going to wait it out.
She's not talking about in the act. Because when you first told me
not
that,
in the
I
act. I'm talking
that.
About the act.
I'm like, you better withstand.
I'm not talking about in the act. I'm talking about.
You better slide in this thing and hold on. The slippery when wet.
No, I'm talking about refrain from the act.
Yes.
The instant gratification from the act of engaging in sex.
Mm. Mm.
They can wait. Like, even if it's really lit, like, there's so much chemistry, the sparks are flying. I can wait. And the reason why they delay gratification is so that they can do the vetting process and make sure this person is someone that is a fit all around. The 360 fit.
Mm, the groundwork.
The 360 fit.
Yeah.
So that's what we want for the queens and for ourselves. Securely attached.
Yes.
So Psychology Today, they provided some great tips when it comes to sex and relationships for all the attachment styles. Mm-hmm. So why don't we share them?
Let's share them.
So number one, know your own emotional system. This is a knowing yourself that we always come back to.
This is a self-awareness piece.
Because you know what? We're not all the same. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. Just do what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that matters. Mm-hmm. So how accurate it is and how closely your emotions correspond to what is really going on in the social environment. If you know, you can't, what was that song? I want to get down, but not the first time.
Oh, yeah, that was Monica.
I should make a move, but I won't.
I know you're probably
thinking something is wrong.
Knowing that I won't, if it won't be right.
If you know that that is going to have you ripped up to shreds inside, and you're going to be stressed and anxious for the following days.
That's me.
Sit it out.
I want to get down, but not the first
night.
Sit it
out. And if you know that you don't give a fuck and you can detach sex from love and you're dealing with somebody who can't, it would be nice if you could consider them too.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I know that this is not much for me, but I know this one right here.
Fellas, this is your call to action. This is your call to action.
Yeah.
This is your call to action. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. So the next recommendation is learn to control or regulate your emotions. If you are more avoidant, learn to raise the intensity of your emotions. If you're more preoccupied, learn to lower the intensity.
Okay.
So figure out the fuck you gonna do. Same, piggybacking on that last one.
That would mean don't think just because you have sex with somebody that that's your nigga. That's what that would mean.
I mean,
or establish that he's your nigga before you have sex.
In theory, exactly. Yeah. Create the boundary accordingly. That's what it's saying to mm-hmm. me. Respond accordingly to the situation.
That's how you play that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you play
that. But he was mine. He's mine. Oh, I hate that song, actually.
You may have had it once, but I got a mother.
I like the song. I don't like the lyrics. I like it, but I don't like it. Because, you know, in the 90s, there was a lot of he's mine. I had him. Bitch, you could never.
Yeah.
Why were we doing that? Why were we doing that?
Because that's just what they were doing. They're doing that today.
It was very prevalent back in the 90s. Like,
it's still prevalent here.
Okay, give me a song.
We're just not singing it in the songs, but it's happening in real life.
Okay, I'm talking about the songs, though. Like, you know, what was that Mary J. Blige and Lil' Kim song?
Ladies Night?
No, not ladies light. I'm turning up every time. No.
I was your,
Come on. Come on.
I can love you.
Come on.
I can love you. I can love you better than she can. Sitting here wondering why you don't love me. That just sounds crazy.
The way that I love you and baby. Okay, so like, sis, you're writing a whole song. And just like that song that I just sung.
If I told you once, I told you twice.
2B is QB.
Oh, QB. I said 2B.
Now, but I mean, you feel what I'm saying. The six songs.
No, yeah, I know. But I mean, the thing is, I'm saying that that's still happening today. People just aren't singing about it, but it's happening in the streets.
Dirty streets.
So anyway, here we are. Another wreck. If you're impulsive, learn to delay action and take timeouts before initiating or agreeing to have sex. Mm.
The impulsive energy. All right, fine, let's fuck.
Yeah, because maybe sometimes, like, maybe you're the one. And this is all about how you react afterwards. If you can do it and be cool with it, keep doing whatever works for you. But if you're out and about and you see a fine man and you like, fuck it, we fucking. And then,
oh, God.
And then afterwards, you're like, why did I do that? Then you might want to stop being so impulsive. Take a little bit of time.
I'm just never turned on and by delay a man in the streets action. Like that.
Me neither. You know why? Because niggas are disappointing. So I saw a meme that said, all men aren't the same. They all disappoint you in their own little way. And they fucking do at one point. You done disappointed me.
No, you know, I'm just not as physically driven as I am as emotionally driven, you know? I'm an emotional attachment kind of person. So the physical, I could be like, he's cute, but it's likely that I'm going to be even more attracted to you after I've gotten to know you and, like, you've done some shit that I'm like, I like that. Yeah. Once acts of services are being rendered, oh, Gucci's wet.
Yes, yeah, you're running.
I'm like, I really love you.
You want it? I got it.
Dripping like water. Exactly.
Yeah. I definitely.
I'm like, you're showing up for me.
The most I would say about my physical is I'd be like, oh, he's fine as fuck. But I'm, that's what I say. Like, he's fine as fuck, or he's cute, or he's handsome.
Yeah. He's handsome. He's you cuter, sound like a grandmother.
He's cuter, handsome. Handsome young I probably man. Never said handsome. He's I'll say he's fine. He's hella cute.
I'm like,
damn,
oh,
he looks good or something.
The damn, he looks good. Okay, come on, 2006.
But yeah, that'll probably be in there.
Yeah, I'm never moved to fuck.
Yeah, I've never felt moved. Like, oh, I just want to. Hey, remember that one song? I just want to fuck you right here. It was from the Bay. I'm sure.
I'm like, I don't know that one.
That's when you reveal that you're really not from the Bay.
Hey, keep it under wraps. So
when you don't know the hits like that. I just want to fuck you right here.
Shut up, put your hand down. What are you driving? Okay, wreck number four. Communicate and ask questions to get a greater perspective and understanding of the other person's view of things. Now this
is something I could do better.
This is something I can't do it. I can't do
why
it.
Not
you know it's hard for me. I'll be like, so what?
I know, but that would make
the throat
things,
chakra
that will relieve a lot of anxiety. Some of our anxious attachment style traits can be eliminated by just having real conversations at the forefront,
like, which is what I'm flexing my muscle
the throat chakra
21. Yeah, but this is great though. I think these are great tips, and if I would have had the tips that we present, not that we created, peeps,
present
that we bring to the table for you all to not have to do any research.
Yeah,
that we present. If I would have had these maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, maybe I'd be in a different space. 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago, there's a lot of young mommies who are listening to us who are in
that
high
have
school,
gotten some cheat codes
in early college years.
Yeah, for sure. So that's
your head of the game.
That can look like just having a conversation. I mean, we hate to say what are we, but sometimes you need to say what are we doing before you pull down that g-string. Pull the g-string down south.
Ow. Okay,
because
what g-string is going down south?
If you can pull your g-string down south, you can ask real questions, because the thing is, these men will ask us questions. If they want to know something, they will
question.
And if they don't, they won't, and they'll just move how they want to move. So in efforts to prevent that, we should be able to have these conversations.
Ask.
For clarity, and make sure we're entering a situation with full consent. We're fully consenting.
Yes.
We're fully aware, And
that is a healthy dynamic for both people. If you're an avoidant, dismissive ass nigga, fine, just go somewhere. Go somewhere and don't fuck with me. Go find a bitch who's avoidant and dismissive.
And I was listening to something, I think it was Enjoy the Podcast, and they said that they would appreciate if a woman asked up front what's going on. Like, what are you a fuck boy?
There's not. I mean,
are you a fuck boy?
Is he going to be like, yeah, I actually am. I just want to fuck.
Well, one of them said it depends on how he responds. If he's like, you know, I'm reformed. I can acknowledge that in the past I did have some fuck boy tendencies and now da 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 da. We just need to know.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
The Marvin Gaye. What the fuck is going on? Okay. Also, this is what you can do. Learn to separate your emotions and perceptions from those of your dating partners. Mm. That's key too, because everybody doesn't feel the way we feel.
Goes back to communicating.
Yeah.
Communicate. Hey, what are your perceptions?
How are you feeling?
How are your emotions? Lastly, remember that sex does not always correspond with love. So contrary to my belief, sometimes it just is what it is. It's physical. But if everybody's coming into the situation, like you said, with full disclosure that this is what it is to me, what is it to you? Then no one's getting hurt. Everybody's aware of what the dynamic is.
Yeah.
If you don't want the, you know, sex without love vibe.
If you don't want me, then don't talk to me.
Fantasia Barrino.
Go ahead and free yourself.
If you don't want that, then say it, you know? And if you do want that, say it. But just remember that don't try to go into the situation thinking you're going to flip and tumble it and turn it into something that's not.
Something like, yeah, I'm going to just put this pussy on him and whip him.
Because I've done that too.
The pussy whip.
I'm like, but once he tastes this.
Using that as a weapon.
Once he gets a bit of this whippersnapper.
Because sometimes it could come and bite you in the ass. They'll get a bit of the whippersnapper and love it there and steal.
And steal.
And steal.
You won't rise.
Still be like, I'm, you know, that's good, but I'm also good.
And then that's when I take my good away. good. Surfboard. Then I'm out.
Yeah.
And then it's
gone. Pack it up and go.
Good.
Pack it up and go.
And like, that's what we're about to do.
Pack it up and go from this week. But we hope that this information was valuable.
That it met you where you are. Do us a favor, girlfriends. If you're enjoying the pod, if it's been in any way beneficial and helpful to you along your journey, your healing journey, your self-love journey, your wellness journey, throw it in your story.
Throw it in your Instagram story. That is the perfect way to
That's
show that.
That's the way to
That's
show.
That's the perfect way. Put it in the Instagram story. Tweet. Facebook.
Yeah. Let us know that you're enjoying it. Speaking of Facebook. And tell other people.
Speaking of Facebook, come on over to the Facebook group, the Black Girl Podcast, the Black Girl Bravado Homegirl Hangout.
Yeah.
I haven't said that in a while. And let's talk about sex a little more in a safe space amongst the girls. There's no guys over there.
We don't think.
No, I make sure.
Yeah.
There's no men.
No niggas.
There's no men. Come on over there. Let's engage further. Talking about sex and how we feel about it. And yeah, we'll be back to chat with you all next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.